Let us pray. Gracious God, we are a people of many distractions, pulled in different directions, responding to multiple and often conflicting needs. We thank you for the gift of this time, for a space and a time to set aside everything that tugs at us and instead focus our hearts and minds on you. So draw us more deeply into your presence. Grant us rest as we rely on your provision and faith as we trust in your grace. Quiet our spirits so that we may hear your spirit speaking to us. Amen. Sometimes you have to hit the pause button. I think that's what the season is about for us. I don't know about you, but we don't watch much live TV anymore. It's Hulu, it's Netflix, it's Amazon.com, and if nature calls or if the oven goes off because the cookies are done, you just hit that pause button and you can come back to it when you're ready. Advent is a space and a time for us to hit the pause button. Each year, the church gives us this incredible opportunity to focus upon those things that really matter. And if you're like me, the celebration of Thanksgiving sort of sets the tone for that, where we can stop everything and just concentrate in gratitude, surrounded by the people we love, to celebrate the blessings that God gives to us. This is what Advent is. We are preparing to receive the greatest gift ever given. And God gives us this time to just think about it. Time. The most important thing for us with time is to stay in the present. Because as we stay focused in the present, we experience those blessings in such a way, if we were truly attuned to the present, that then the past and the future make more sense. This opportunity we have is not unlike that we celebrate with St. Andrew, who was the one who pointed his brother Peter to Jesus. Or it is like a young boy who points, looking up the hill at St. Joseph's, and says, "I want to go to that church." Time. It is that time that is a gift to us that this season prevails upon us to honor. So don't miss the opportunity. We can go from meeting to meeting, from party to party, from obligation to obligation, and so much stuff that's what our life becomes. And especially this time of year, don't forget to hit the pause button. Because it is in concentrating in these present moments that we will find that hope that is the theme of this first Sunday of Advent. And the opportunities for us are tremendous. As Christians, especially this time of year, we can be a reason for people to find hope. You get over to Costco and you have the Mexican standoff because you both arrived at the parking spot, the only one left. Give it to the other person. And you will have given that person a little bit of hope. You get up and you're trying to make a turn and you see somebody else trying to make the same turn and the endless supply of cars keeps coming and you just say, no, you go first. You give somebody hope. You see somebody at the grocery store struggling with a kid on each arm and a grocery cart full of things and trying to make it work to get it all into the trunk and you suddenly stop and say, let me help. You give somebody hope. It doesn't take much, but in giving hope, we find it. And so, I say to you today what I say to you every first Sunday of Advent. Concentrate on what matters. How many of us remember who forgot to send us a Christmas card last year? No hands go up because we don't remember, and it doesn't really matter. How many of us remember every single gift that we received last Christmas? We don't. Not that gifts aren't important as an expression of our love, but it's not that important. It's an incredibly wonderful season, but the minute that it becomes for us a negative stress in our lives is the minute we need to step back and stay focused and put the pause button again and stay focused on the present of the blessing that God is giving to us. And besides, as I always say, don't worry about it getting done. Why? Because it always gets done. If you weren't meant to get those last two strands of light on the house, so be it. By next year, you won't even remember that you forgot. If we can hit the pause button more often as we seek for that which we find ultimately, which is hope for living, then when we return to living each and every day, we will find it.
Shall come to